You're listening to a message that's being brought to you by International Outreach Church, located in Wills Point, Texas. Get ready to be challenged, charged, and changed by the Word of God, which you're about to receive.
Went to Ireland and preached the good news of Jesus Christ and evangelized that island. And that country is different today because of this man. That country is Christian as a whole today because of this man. I know there's people who are not saved, but still. Now listen to this. It's just amazing. He said, this is on his supposedly on his breastplate. It's a prayer that he prayed. It says, through a mighty strength, I rise today through a mighty strength, the indication of the Trinity, through the belief in the threeness, through the confession of the oneness of the Creator of creation. I rise today through the strength of Christ's birth with his baptism, through the strength of his crucifixion with his burial, through the strength of his resurrection with his ascension, through the strength of his descent for the judgment of doom. I arise today through the strength of the love of the cherubim, in obedience of angels, in the service of archangels, in the hope of resurrection to meet with reward, in prayers of patriarchs and predictions of prophets and preaching of apostles, in faith of confessors and innocence of holy virgins, in deeds of righteous men. I arise today through the strength of heaven and the light of sun and radiance of moon and splendor of fire and speed of lightning and swiftness of wind and depths of sea and stability of earth and firmness of rock. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to look before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak for me, God's hand to guard me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me, God's host to save me from snares of devils, from temptations of vices, from everyone who wishes ill against me, afar and anear, alone and in multitude. I summon today all these powers between me and those evils, against every cruel, merciless power that may oppose my body and soul, against the incantation of false prophets, against black laws of pagandom, against the false laws of heretics, against craft of idolatry, against spells of witches and smiths and wizards, against every knowledge that corrupts man's body and soul, Christ to shield me today, against poison, against burning, against drowning, against wounding, so that there may come to me abundance of reward. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right hand, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me. What a godly man here. Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. I arise today through a mighty strength, the indication of the Trinity, through the belief of the threeness, through the confession of the oneness of the Creator of creation. Amen. Isn't that powerful? Wow. Praise God. So happy St. Patrick's Day. It was about St. Patrick. That's why we celebrate that, see? And it gets lost sometimes in all the celebration. But what a hero. What a man of faith. What an evangelist and a missionary that went and made an impact on a nation. So when you're wearing your green and you got your little hat on, you're clicking your heels together. Don't forget what this is about. It's about Jesus, really. It's about a man that brought Jesus to Ireland. Hallelujah. Woo! Well, all right. Well, if you have your Bibles, incidentally, it's good to be back. We had a great time in Hawaii. John 16, you can turn there while I'm reminiscing. I heard y'all had just wonderful services. Of course, Dr. Carl was here, Carl Brancic, last week. Carl and Kathy, they are just dynamite people. I love them, just good friends of ours. You got two tapes. All right, good deal. But they're still hanging around. They're at Rance's, Pastor Rance's this morning, Pastor Rance and Tammy over at Faith Outreach in Greenville. And I think that's Mike and Christina went over there also. You know, that's Mike and Christina's pastor before they got here. Yeah. You know, I tell them, okay, I'm your pastor now. No, they'll always be their pastors. He grew up, actually. Michael grew up in that church. And they left that church and came down here. So that's their pastors, and they're over there hearing them over at Pastor Rance and Tammy's. But anyway, we've had a good time with them. They've been down here. Goodness, they'll be here till Tuesday. We hung out with them this weekend. they preached down in Austin, I think Wednesday night, at a guy named I knew down there, Pastor Jim Lillard, in Austin. And I think they're going back Tuesday. But I heard a lot of good reports that just did a tremendous job. And I heard Amanda did okay. No, I heard some great reports on Amanda, as usual. And, of course, you know, we've got Michael and Mo and Chris. And, you know, there's a lot of preachers around here that can preach. And it's just, we know we're in good hands. Mike was even telling me here that the Holy Ghost actually showed up when I was gone. So I thought that was pretty good. It's always good to know. But, you know, isn't it good to know that this is not my church, just your church? This is God's church. Amen. And the head of the church is not me. The head of the church is the Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ, under the leading of the Holy Spirit. And he's still here, and the Spirit's still moving, and things still get done. Just y'all had a great time. We had a great time. I preached two Sundays at Kona Christian Church on the Big Island. Preached on possessing the promises the first week, and then keeping what God gives the second week. And we just had a great, great time. Bob and Debbie came the second week that we were there and spent a week with us there and got to hear me preach in another setting. So in Hawaii, which is not a bad setting. I appreciate y'all allowing us to go suffer for Jesus for 2 weeks and on the Big Island. But we are glad to be back. We are just couldn't wait to get back to International Outreach Church. John 16, everybody found it? I want to minister this morning. We'll see where it winds up. We may do a series. We'll just see how it goes. On peace. Everybody say peace.
Peace.
You know, peace is something that God wants us to have. He tells us to pursue it. It's something that he offers. It's not something we always have. It's something that kind of comes and goes in our lives. And we often misplace it. You know, we put it in the wrong thing, and we look for it in the wrong area. And we think if we have this, we'll have peace. Just like vacation, you know, we were on vacation in a very nice place, peaceful place, and we love Hawaii. It's a time to just get back and just relax and, you know, without the pressures of the phone and everything going on every day. But real lasting peace doesn't come from sunset in Hawaii. Are you with me? Doesn't come from watching a waterfall or scuba diving or whatever it is. We didn't do any scuba diving. But real peace doesn't come from reading another novel. Sometimes we think that, you know, I like to read. God bless you. Doesn't come from not sneezing, you know. It's nice not to sneeze, but still, hey. Real peace, you know, we think, well, if I read this book, I can get lost in this book, and it's just wonderful, and, you know, but then there's always the end page, there's always the closing of the book, and then you go, I got to get another book, you know. Just not there, and we go off on a fishing trip or a hunting trip. I'm relating to guys here. We think that's it, but, you know, then the trip's over, and it just, you know, there's nothing here that completely satisfies. Nature can tease, but she cannot please. I mean, nature is God's creation. And peace comes from God. It doesn't come from any of those things. Well, if I had all this, I'd have peace. No, not really. Well, if I had a good woman, if I had a good man. Well, no, actually, I hope you have a good woman, you know, if you're a man. And I hope you have a good man if you're a woman. But that peace doesn't come from that. Peace comes from God. Hello. Well, if I had all my bills paid, well, you know, I believe God does want your bills paid. I believe God wants to prosper you. That is his will, to increase us. The blessing of the Lord makes rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. I think you ought to be praying over your finances. I think you ought to be praying over your body to get healed. God doesn't want you sick. He doesn't want you depressed. And, you know, but peace comes from God. Comes from the Lord. It comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. I know in my own life, I have had peace when things weren't going good. And I've been stressed when things are going great. So don't tell me there's anything out here that can actually make peace happen. There's nothing out here that can make peace happen. There's only what's in here that can make peace happen. And that comes from Jesus. It doesn't take away from the promises. It doesn't take away from us wanting God to help us in other areas, because God is the one that made the promises about health and prosperity and all those things. So, you know, we need to believe for that. We believe for that in our church. I'm constantly believing for growth in our church. I pray every day that God sends workers and leaders and musicians and teachers and nursery workers. Are you with me? And that finances will increase and growth will increase, salvations and healings and baptism of the Holy Ghost and miracles and anointing and gifts of the Spirit. Those are things I pray for every day. But I know I'm not waiting for all that to happen to have peace. I got peace like a river right now. Amen? Man, if we had 1,000 people, I'd have peace. No, you wouldn't. If you had 1,000, you'd want 1,500. If you had 1,500, you'd want 3,000. You know, Don't let things become what you're looking for. And in the same breath, you should be believing for those things. You know, does that make sense? Because what we'll do, we'll often say, well, peace is not in that. You shouldn't be praying that. Well, no, you should be praying that because the Bible says to pray that. But you should never think that just when you're going to only have peace when you get that prayer or when you get that answer or you get that thing. You can have peace right now. You don't have to wait for anything to happen to get peace. You just need to get settled and comfortable in your own skin and realize that you are loved by God and God is for you and Jesus is your peace. That's better preaching y'all are a minute. John 16, found it? Notice what it says. 16:33. This is an interesting statement. Jesus speaking. These things I have spoken unto you that in me you might have peace. Wow. Well, that'll help identify it right off the bat. If you really want peace, I can tell you where it is. It's in Jesus. Amen. It's nowhere else. You can search the world over. As they said in Hee Haw, thought you found true love. She's gone, you know, whatever. But peace is not in anything. It's in someone. Jesus. I like to look at it this way, and I've said it this way. And this is something I've preached before, so many of you will recognize this. But peace is not something God offers. Peace is in Him. Now, what God offers is Himself. Got it? Now, if you have Him, you can have peace. And it's only through a knowledge of Him that peace comes. A knowledge of His presence, a knowledge of His power, a knowledge of His protection, a knowledge that He's going to come through. He always does. Take Him at His word, praise God. Because I trust Him, I got peace. Amen? The peace is in Him. It's not in anything. Even when things are not going well, I know they'll turn out good because I know God, and I have peace because I have God. Does that make sense? So even though it's not going well, I know it will turn around. So I got peace even when it's not going well because I know the outcome. I know how this is going to end. I got peace because I got Jesus. And Jesus is saying, these things I've spoken to you that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. How many of you realize that? Even we who believe that God is good, yes, and God is health and God is healing and God is prospers us and God is love and you know and God gives us life and gives it to us more abundantly. Even we who know that and preach that and know and believe that God is not behind bad things and He does not do bad things to us. I do not believe God's in control of everything because I know the Bible says He's not. He chose not to be. He could if He wanted to, but He decided not to. He decided to give us free will. And we know the world is broken and fallen. Even we who know that, okay, also know that in this world there's tribulation. We all go through it. There's up days and down days. It's just because I believe that God heals and just because I believe that God answers my prayer and just because I get my joy from God doesn't mean I'm not going to have battles. The Bible tells me I'm going to have battles. The Bible says, beware of your adversary, the devil who walks about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. The Bible tells us, submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. The Bible tells us, fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. Lay hold upon eternal life whereunto you are also called and hast professed a good profession for many witnesses. So I know there's a battle going on. I got that. I know there's tribulation out here. I know there's challenges out here. I don't believe God's challenging me, and I don't believe I'm fighting God. I know who my enemy is, and it's not the Lord. But knowing that, still, I can have peace. Because that's what Jesus said. These things have I spoken to you that in me you might have peace. In the world, you have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Now, to me, that's what's so cool. Because if He overcame it, I can overcome it. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I found the neatest little saying. It says, I can do all things through prayer and coffee. I don't know why I thought that. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen? So if He overcame, I can overcome. That's what He said in Revelation, 3? He said, to him that overcometh, even as I also overcame, well, I grant to sit with me at my throne as I'm sat down on my Father's throne. So we overcome the way He overcame. And what's so good about Him overcoming is the fact that if He overcame, we can overcome. See, he's an overcomer or a conqueror. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. That's the way the scripture states it. And I like that because actually I'm just reaping the benefits of him winning the battle. We're just cleaning up behind David who killed Goliath, you know. Jesus already slew the enemy. He already won the victory. He already won the battle. And we're recipients of that battle. We're rewarded for that battle that he won. He did what we couldn't do. He beat the devil in his own game. Through death, he destroyed death, hallelujah, and arose victorious from the grave. And you and I, we are more than conquerors. We didn't even have to fight to win. He fought for us. He conquered hell, death, and the grave. We are more than conquerors. Man, that's good stuff. Amen. So I got peace, you know, going through something. Yep, but I'm going through. Going through. I'm not staying there. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Not yea, though I die in that valley. Yea, though I quit and give up. No, I'm not giving up, not quitting. Yea, though I go, I'm not going under. No, I'm going through. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Boy, can I get a knuckle bump on that one. Wow. That's what God says. Amen. So I got peace. Got peace. Oh, battle. Yeah, the bullets are flying, but I know how it ends. I'm going to win. I get through this. We all get through this. You'll get through it. We'll all get through it. Amen. Got peace. So peace is in Jesus. That'd be a good thing to do if you want peace. Find out where it is. Hello. If you're trying to find it somewhere else, you're going to be disappointed. If you're trying to find it in the manifestation of your prayer, well, it's not in the manifestation of your prayer. Do I have to go into falsetto to make this point? Thank God your prayer is going to manifest. Of course it's going to manifest. God said it would. We know that. But my peace is right now. I got peace right now. I don't have to be miserable till something happens. I can be happy, happy, happy right here because I have God's word on it. Amen? Hey, listen, if somebody called you up, you know, you were behind on bills or a car payment or house payment or whatever, and somebody called you up and says, man, I tell you, the Lord just spoke to me, and you knew them, and you knew they had money. And the Lord told me to write a check to you for way, it was way above anything that you ever needed, and I'm going to bring it by next week. I just thought I'd call you up and tell you what the Lord put on my heart. Do you think you would say, well, I sure wish I could believe that? Man, you shouting that phone, you start crying, dancing. Hello. Thank you, Jesus. Doing all kinds of moves you never made before. You'd be sore about 3 days later because you jumped up and down so much. You don't have that check, do you? No. He's going to come later during the week. But you know the person, and they've never been known to lie to you, and you believe them, you trust them. You'd be thanking Jesus, calling us, putting it on a – you'd stand up like Mike testifying in church, you know, and you'd be so happy. You'd be on cloud nine. Mr. Bluebird be on your shoulder. You'd be singing zippity-doo-dah, zippity-a. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Nothing's happened yet, but you have the word of this person that's going to happen. So does peace come from you getting the money? Hey, no, wait a minute. You ain't got the money yet. But you know it's coming. Isn't that right? So you have peace because you know it's coming. You're still without. You still don't have it. But you got somebody's word that it's going to be there. Hallelujah. So your peace comes from knowing that person. Because anybody can call you up, it wouldn't mean anything. But somebody you know, somebody you trust. You'd always wonder if it's somebody you weren't sure about, but somebody you know and you trust that's never known to lie tells you that, then you're going to have peace just on the basis of who they are and knowing them. Your peace is in them. Good stuff. So we're waiting around sometimes for something to happen, and we have God's word on it, don't we? Didn't he tell you to do it? Well, you ought to be doing the Macarena right now. You... I don't know where I'm going with all these things anyway. You ought to be rejoicing right now. Hallelujah. Because you got his word on it. No, it doesn't look any different. Yeah, in the world we have tribulation. Be a good cheer. I've overcome the world. And you will too. That's good stuff. Amen. So peace is in him. It's in him. It's in what he says. In his promises. Praise God. And John 14. Turn there. Just hang around John a while. These are verses you know, and I know many of you quote these verses. You've heard me minister on them over the years, and some of you stood on them yourself. I don't think we need to complicate the gospel. I think we need to make it simple because it is simple. If you want to know the simplicity of the gospel, God loves you, period. Are you with me? He loves you. That's it. We've got all these concepts of God and all these reasons for what thing, why things happen in the earth, and we get all twisted and convoluted, and you know, we become psychoanalysis and analysts, I mean, and we try to psychoanalyze everything that goes on, every thought and every emotion, every deed, everything that happens. And really, let me tell you, God loves you. What does love do? What would God, if you love someone, what would you do? Well, put that on steroids, that's God. God loves you more than you could ever love anybody. God cares about you. He's concerned about you. That's the message of the gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. God doesn't want you to go under, he wants you to go over. God doesn't hate you, he loves you. God doesn't hurt you, he helps you. Good stuff, amen. John 14, verse 1, Jesus speaking again, he said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. So he's kind of saying the same thing there. Put your trust in me. How do you solve or cure a troubled heart? Well, you got to put your trust in God. And that's a choice. Peace is not only in Jesus, but peace is a choice. What? Yeah, it is. It's a choice. It's your choice. Well, man, I just wish I had peace. Well, you can choose it. If you choose to have it, you can have it. But you got to make a choice. You got to choose it. You say, well, I'm just not happy. Well, you can get happy. You know, Mama used to say, when you're mad, you can get glad in the same pants you got mad in. Well, you can choose to be happy. You can choose to have peace. Well, how do you do that? Well, he says, you don't let your heart be troubled. That's your choice. God's not saying, I'm going to just change you and you're not going to have trouble. He says, you don't let your heart be troubled. What have I got to do with this? What do you mean? I thought God's going to take it over. Well, no, wait a minute. He said, you let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. So if you'll believe in the Lord and trust in the Lord, you'll stop having a troubled heart. You'll stop being so stressed out all the time. You'll be too blessed to be stressed. You'll be too anointed to be disappointed. You'll be blessed by the best. Are you with me? See, you'll put your trust in him. You know how it's going to turn out. Hallelujah. I choose to have peace. Amen. I choose not to be depressed. I choose. Doesn't mean I don't fight it. Doesn't mean it doesn't come. Doesn't mean it doesn't knock on my door. Doesn't mean sometimes it's postage stamped by the devil himself sent to my house with my name on it, but I don't have to sign for it. I don't have to accept it. I do not have to receive it. I have a choice. At that door, I can open that door. I can look at that package full of depression and stress and trouble and have a flashback on singing and say, return to sender, address unknown. Oh, come on now. Send it back. Don't take it. Don't sign for it. No such number. No such phone. Come on. something happened to me in Hawaii. I don't know. Peace is in Jesus, and peace is a choice. It's your choice. You know, I'm not saying it's easy. Of course it's not easy. It's simple. But you know, it's not always easy. It takes some effort. It takes some discipline. It takes some change in the way we talk, the way we walk, what we accept, what we don't accept. God didn't make you to be depressed. He didn't make you that way. God didn't make your eyes to go blind, and he didn't make your feet to go cripple. He didn't make you that way. Made your legs to walk and your eyes to see, and he made you to have peace. That's his will. But there's a devil out here, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he's trying to steal your joy. Because the devil knows if he can steal your joy, he can paralyze you. You're ineffective. in every area. You not a good husband, not a good wife. You're just not a good citizen, church member. You're ineffective for the kingdom if you're just depressed all the time, down all the time. Oh, come on. You know, we all fight that. Everybody fights it. But if you get up depressed, something's wrong. You need to attack that tooth and nail. You need to get the Word of God out and stand on the Word and say, no, no, no. The joy of the Lord's my strength. In His presence is fullness of joy. I think I'll just praise Him a little. Put my praise on here. I think I'll just praise Him a little longer and get into joy. Amen. And shout this stuff off me. Get this off me. Jesus is bigger than this and better than this. I'm important. I count. I got a purpose. Hallelujah. I'm loved by God. I'm loved by the best. Come on. If God loves you, who cares if anybody else loves you? Of course we do care, but I mean, my goodness, if God's for you, who can be against you? So let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. 27th verse of this 14th chapter. He says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He reiterates it, says it again. But notice how he connects peace to that. Peace is a choice. It's a decision that you and I make to believe God and trust in God. Because that's what he's saying. You believe in God, believe also in me. And God's peace is not something that's just hit and miss. You know, God's not flying around like a little fairy with a wand and ding, like I'll bless you today. And skip two or three more people, and ding, he's not random. He doesn't do these things randomly. God gives peace, solid peace, steady peace, eternal peace, hallelujah. Peace that overcomes every situation. Peace that overcomes any obstacle, any circumstance, if you'll choose it. And how do you do that? You choose to believe in him. You choose to believe what God says instead of what that Lindell's telling you. You choose to believe what God says instead of what your body's telling you. We spend way too much time listening to our body instead of talking to our body. You need to speak to the mountain. You need to talk to your body. You need to talk to your mind. You need to talk to your life. You need to speak to it instead of listening to all those feelings and those thoughts that come. No, 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 no. You need to take control of that with the Word of God, and you need to straighten up your thinking, straighten up your talking. Start talking to your body. Are you with me? Get out of bed and say, legs, walk. Whew. Head, clear up. I have the spirit of power, love, and sound minds, what the scripture says. Amen. I am not confused, no matter what your wife says about you. Isaiah 26, here's another good point about peace. We're just talking about peace. What is it? Where is it? You know, how do you get it? Well, it comes from Jesus. It's a choice. Everybody say, peace is a choice.
Peace is a choice.
All right, you choose it. You go out and choose some peace. Don't choose not to be depressed.
Amen.
Yeah, I could have been down today, but I just chose not to be. I could have stayed home today, but I chose to come to church. Kind of needed to. I was a pastor, you know. But I could have stayed home. You know, to choose something, you refuse something. That's pretty simple. Anytime you make a choice, you choose, you refuse something. If you choose to do this, you refuse to do that. When I chose Brenda, I refused every other woman in the world. No offense, women, don't mean it, but I did the right thing.
Amen.
I chose good. When you chose a man, you chose to refuse, you refused every other man in the world. Every choice boils down to refusing other things. I choose peace. That means I refuse depression. I choose life. I refuse death. I will not go to hell. I'm going to heaven. Amen. I choose Jesus. I refuse the devil. I say Jesus is my Lord, not the devil. I don't serve the devil. I serve God. I made a choice. See, every choice, you refuse something. If you want to go up, you got to give up. There's certain things you refuse to do, refuse to say, refuse to participate in, because you're going somewhere. You choose to go to Dallas, you refuse to go the other direction. Isn't that true? I mean, come on. And so I choose peace. That means there's some things I'm refusing to do. Some things I'm refusing to say. That's good stuff. Isaiah 26, notice what it said in verse 3. Isaiah 26:3. These are verses we all know. I mean, we're familiar with this. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. So if you want peace, you have to choose to keep your mind on the Lord. You have to, it's a mindset. See, peace is what's going on in your head. It's not what's going on out here. You know, the birds can be singing, the sun can be shining, the flowers can be coming up out of the ground. A tragedy can hit your home. And even a happy song sounds sad, doesn't it? Because of what's going on in your head. Isn't that right? And you know, it can be cloudy outside and rainy outside and, you know, and depressing weather, but you can just be up and excited. Maybe you got some good news. Maybe you heard some good news about something. Maybe you're going to Hawaii or something, you know. You're all excited, but what's going on in your head determines your peace. You get it? It's what's going on inside your head. It's not what's going on out here. Peace is what you think about. Peace is what you think about all day long. It's what goes on inside of your head all day long. And here he says, Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, fixed on you, because he trusts in you. Wow. See, we get distracted. We get to looking at the problem. We get to looking at the circumstance. We get to looking at the tragedy or whatever took place, and we get our eyes off God. We get to looking at the storms, the winds, and the wave, and we start sinking like Peter did because we've got our eyes off Jesus. So peace is in Jesus, peace is a choice, and peace is a mindset. It's a way of thinking about things. So I don't know, I can't control what happens to you. I can't control what happens to me. Are you with me? But I can control what I think about. I can't even control the fact I think, but I can control what I think about because I'm thinking all the time. Oh, I just had another thought. They just keep coming. Are you with me? But I can choose which ones I meditate on. Sometimes bad thoughts come, but I don't choose those. Sometimes negative thoughts, fear thoughts come. Thoughts of going under, not making it. Worst case scenarios. But you know what? I choose not to think on those. I can't control them coming, but I can control whether they stay or not by forcing them out. By putting up no vacancy. I'm sorry, I'm just too busy thinking about God right now. I ain't got time to think about going under. I'm sorry, I'm just too busy thinking about the promises right now. I've got my eyes on Jesus right now, and we really, there's no room in the inn. I mean, it's full. We got the flashing signs, no vacancy. My thoughts are just full of God right now. You push out thoughts with good thoughts. We don't live in a vacuum. And so he says, if you'll keep your mind stayed on him, in other words, stay the course. We had a word today, a tongue interpretation about stay in the course. Stay the course. Stay focused. Faith is a focus. It is stay in the course. It is neither turning to the left nor to the right, but it is looking head on, right on. It's meditating in the word day and night. Praise God on what God says. That ought to immediately come to mind. When the bad news comes, immediately think, what does God say about this? What does God's promise say about this? What is, yeah, that's the bad report, but you know what? I got a good report. Now, whose report are you going to believe? I believe I'll just believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. Mindset. It's the way you think. What is it? Romans 8, 5, and 6 says, he that is spiritually minded, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be carnally minded is death. Wow. So where does peace come from? A mindset. To mind those things which are above, to be spiritually minded. God has not forsaken you. He has not left you. And when something goes bad, it's just the devil trying to knock you off your faith. So get your focus off the Lord, see. Don't do it. Don't buy the lie. You keep your eyes on Jesus, amen. And God will keep you in perfect peace. Because you what? Trust in him. You don't just think on him, but you trust in him. Y'all getting this? Because I'm getting stirred up. It's helping me. I'm glad I came today. I needed this message. I believe I'm going to get the CD and go here, listen to this one. It comes through Jesus. It's a choice. It's a mindset. And 2 Peter. Turn to 2 Peter 1, 2. And it's not the only time it says this. This actually, what I'm going to share here in this verse, actually is repeated over and over throughout the word. And it's a principle we all understand or should. Peace comes through right knowledge. Fear comes through, and depression comes through many times negative knowledge or wrong knowledge. Sometimes we could be misinformed about something and get all upset and all whacked out, you know. And here we are, we're in an election year. Anybody realize that? Okay. There's a guy running named Trump. I don't know if you ever heard of him, but anyway. But we're hearing all kinds of stuff, you know, good, bad, and indifferent. And we're looking at our nation. It looks like it's imploding, you know, on the TV screen. And people are choosing up sides. And my goodness. You think, wow, what have we come to? A lot of us, you know, been around a while and thinking, this is just not the country I grew up in. And, you know, and you look at all this and you watch the news and you just get all turned around on the inside and turmoil and depression. And you think, what's wrong with our country? And, you know, we need to slow down here. Let's think about this a minute. God has not changed. He is still God and he's still good. He still loves us and he's still for us. His promises are still true. Are you with me? We can still do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We're still healed by the stripes of Jesus. We're still going to heaven and saved because we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you with me? There is still nothing that ever happens to me that's bigger than God, and greater is he that's in me than he's in the world. None of that's changed. That's still all in the Bible. Are you with me? God's still on the throne. Hallelujah. And we still got the name of Jesus, and we still have the power of prayer, and we can still believe God, and we can still have peace. So why are you so stressed out? Turn the TV off. That's exactly right. Can you turn the TV off? You can just turn it on for 5 minutes once a week and you got the whole news. It just repeats itself anyway. Man, we went to white. I didn't even turn the TV on. The whole time. Brent turned it on one time, I think. Yeah, one time we turned it on. The whole time we're there. You know, and it was just so sweet. Just wonderful. Just lovely. Dandy, marvelous. Had a wonderful time. You know, and then you turn the TV back on, turn the news on, and you know, it all starts over again. Why is that? Because of what we're thinking on. It's because our mind is set on that. We need to pray for our country, yes. We need to vote, you bet. We need to be informed, sure. But don't just inundate yourself and flood yourself with all that negativity. Are you out there? I don't care what news channel. I don't care if it's Fox News, CNN, whatever it is. It's all, especially election year. You know, you have all these guys you like, and all of a sudden you find out they're the devil incarnate because each of them hate each other, and everybody's the devil, and everybody, wow. And then when the election's over, everybody loves each other. You know, we all, their own party, they'll love each other. So, well, here's how it comes. This is good. 2 Peter 1, verse 2. It says, grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Right knowledge always brings peace. We need to be so inundated. We just need to stay hooked on, you know, hooked on the word here, hooked on the Bible, hooked on the good news, you know. Yeah, let's watch the news every day, the good news. Let's read it every day. Let's spend hours in front of it. Let's spend, you know, it'd be kind of neat if you just spent as much time in the word as you did on the news. I know you may not be able to do that right now because that's a lot of hours a day. Some people watch the news hours a day, over and over, you know. Oh, come on. That's why you're so stressed out. Get in the Word. Yes. Hallelujah. Find out what God says. The right knowledge will give you peace. No question about it. Grace and peace is multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ, Lord. He didn't just say Jesus. He said the knowledge of God in Jesus. In other words, you're pursuing the knowledge. You're checking into what he says. Here's some good news. This will lift you up every day. Here's some good news that'll put you on top. Here's some good news that'll give you peace. You tired of being stressed out hearing about what's going on around the world? Well, get in the Word of God and find out what God's doing. He's not dead. He is alive. Amen. Peace in Jesus. Peace is a choice. Peace is a mindset. Peace comes through right knowledge. And you could say, well, yeah, I've kind of ministered on that. Romans 15 will close this out. Wow. Man, time's just getting away from us. Romans 15 chapter. So good to be back. I am so glad to be back at International Outreach Church, where we are a shining light to the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all remember, was it the Dr. Burr's? Oh, yeah, it was the Hendersons. Was it Kayla? Kayla, one time that they were leaving church, and, you know, Brent always gets up and says, welcome to International Outreach Church. We're a shining light to the world. And everybody goes, amen, you know. And Kayla had a friend with her or something. I don't know what she was talking about. She was talking about the service, the name of the church, and she was a little kid, much younger, and says, I go to International Outreach Church. We're shining light to the world. Amen. She had the whole thing down. Kids hear everything. Where you go to church? International Outreach Church. We're shining light to the world. Amen. Where you go? She was cute. She's listening, though. She got it. Romans 15:13, we'll close out with this. It says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Did y'all get that? Okay. Of Romans 15, verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. One translation says through believing. Okay. That you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Let's break it down, all right? I'm not going to do a dance here. I'm just talking about the scripture. God will fill you with joy, and he will fill you with peace through believing. If you believe what God says, peace will come. Peace won't come until you believe what God says. In fact, Isaiah 26:3, we quoted that, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, his mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. See, there it is again. And what did Jesus say over there in John 14:1-27? He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. My peace I give to you, you know. So peace is in Jesus, we got that. Peace is a choice. Peace is a mindset, it's what we think about. Peace comes through the right knowledge. You need to find out what God says if you're ever going to have peace. But you have to believe it. You got to believe it. If you don't believe it, you won't have peace, because we can preach all day long. You can quote scripture all day long. But if you don't believe it's going to happen to you, then you're not going to have peace. Peace comes through believing. The God of hope, and don't you ever forget this, God is not the God of your disaster. He's not the God of your destruction. He's not the God of your pain. He's not the God of your depression. He is the God of your hope. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. That's good stuff.
Amen.
Amen. So, peace be still. Have peace. Pursue that. Do what God says. Just those little things that we said there, those scriptures that we quoted there, go back to them. Go over them. Especially if you're fighting depression, or you're fighting stress, or you're fighting fear, or whatever the case may be. God does not want you living fear. God does not want you live stressed. God does not want you living depression. If you're fighting that, you need to fight it with the word. Amen? Because that you'll win that battle. You definitely win that battle with God's word. Jesus is our peace. He is the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Stand up. Give the Lord a shout and hand clap. Hallelujah. Woo. Good stuff. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
I have a
word for Mike. For Mike? Yeah, Mike, come on up here. Praise God.
I don't really know you well, like I know your wife. But God gave me a word, and as you stood up, it came, and I had no plans, so I'm going to tell you by the Spirit of God. The Lord showed me a road, a long road, and you were on this road, and you were walking the road. But God said, on this walk through the road, I brought you out of things.
Yeah.
Things that were bringing harm to you and to your life and to your mind. And God said, if you would have looked behind, I was right there pushing you forward and bringing you out to a new horizon with me, saith God. And I've lifted your feet higher than you ever dreamed that they would be. And you're going much higher now, saith God, and you're flying with me, saith the Lord. And I'm going to bring you to a horizon again, and you're going to look out, and you're going to see I have arrived where I wanted you to be, my son, to bring that peace to your heart. And he said the hurts and the wounds, he said they're all behind you. And receive them and keep them in a place of safety, saith the Lord. Your faith in me brought you out, saith the Lord. You never gave up. You rejected things, and you never gave up. And you've come to a place where you've forgiven and you've been forgiven, saith the Lord. Now come with me more stronger than you've ever come before, saith the Lord, for you're on a new horizon and a new road, but I will be with you, son, saith the Lord, all the way.
Hallelujah. I believe it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Bless you. I receive that. Praise God. You know, anytime you hear a word, the Bible says the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. And so even though a word is specific to someone, what God desires for somebody does desires for all. And that was, of course, custom made, designer friendly, just for Mike. That's what God wanted to encourage, exhort, and edify him. But you know, that's God's heart for all of us. Wow. What a word. Praise God. You get that? Got it. I got it all over. I got it right here, right over there, right there. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know, we are a Holy Ghost church. We believe in the gifts of the Spirit. And gifts are not wild and crazy. They're meant to bless you. They're meant to help you and to lift you and encourage you. That's what prophecy does, edifies, encourages, and exhorts. Hallelujah. Just like that message, meant to encourage you, to bless you. You ought to walk out of here better than you walked in. Amen. You got something to chew on now. You got something to hold you. You got the Word. You got God's revelation of His love. You're going to make it. It's going to be a great week. You better get your shades out. Future so bright you got to wear shades. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you came. We're so glad to be back. It's good to be back home with family. Praise the Lord.